Heilemann, Trump Strong and Wrong is Beating Weak, Sad, Afraid Dems. By Pam Kee on May 20, 2019. Monday on MSNBC's Deadline, network political analyst John Heilemann said President Donald Trump and his administration stonewalling Congress subpoenas is strong and wrong but also winning. Heilemann said, "There's not a Democrat, I believe. Not one Democrat that doesn't believe the president hasn't committed impeachable offenses in the Mueller report. Not one. The reason the Democrats are losing," someone pointed out that Democrats basically say, well, the president is a bad guy. May have broken the law, the president maybe has committed impeachable offenses. But we have to get to the bottom, we gotta do more investigations. Maybe we should impeach, maybe later we shall impeach. The president says no collusion, no obstruction. The president is winning the argument because he's strong and wrong. He's strong and clear. Democrats are all over the place. I have heard maybe more than a dozen Democrats say I believe the president has committed impeachable acts. But we need to investigate it further, what? Look guys, y'all think the president broke the law, you think these 700 or now 900 former federal prosecutors of Democrat and Republicans alike, you all think he obstructed justice. Who doesn't think that among Democrats? If you all go home and sit with your families, go to a bar with your friends and say, well, obviously the president obstructed justice, it's time to get the impeachment ball rolling. Go and do it. Even if there's political risk, strong and wrong beats weak and right. He added, they are stalling for time because they are afraid of what will happen if they lead. They're afraid of what will happen if they just speak their truth. Which is they think he obstructed justice, they think he broke the law. If you think that, guys, it's time to go. Either that or just stand up and say, you know what? We're too weak and too sad and too afraid to do this, and then shut up about it. But the middle ground place they are now is not a winning position politically. And it's not the right place to be morally in terms of how history is going to judge them. Follow Pam Kee on Twitter at Pam Kanan.